Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Welcome everyone. I'm so happy to be back for another episode of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry Live. Last week, there was no session because I spent 10 days in Melbourne and I had the best time with so many soul sisters spread around the peninsula. I also attended an extraordinary event on abundance recalibration for one of my mentors, and it was truly life-changing. Every time I travel, I receive so many upgrades, not only because I hang out with deeply inspiring light leaders, but also because I consciously co-create with the specific grids of the land where I visit, and I therefore can receive many upgrades for my physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual systems, as well as share with the land some of my own codes and how I co-create as well with galactics and ascended masters. So this is intergalactic grid work, and I absolutely love to do it. And how have you been? If you are watching this now live on YouTube, or if you are catching this on the replay on YouTube on my podcast, thank you for joining. Thank you for being part of my community. It is truly a pleasure to be able to be with you today. Remember to subscribe to my channel so you don't miss any of these episodes. And also, if you can comment and leave some reviews, that would be great, because it helps me and all of the messages that I share to be shared across more platforms, and so therefore for more people to receive all the codes that we share. And today we are going to talk to you about connection with ancient civilizations, because we have just been, I say we because I have been channeling with my High Council of Light for a lovely woman on Instagram. So if you don't know this, I've been going live on Instagram to facilitate free mini channeling sessions for amazing queens, and they pre-book in advance and people can come and join live and receive so many codes. So I have done 5 already, and you can find all the recordings of this live channeling session on my Instagram feed. And I want to encourage you to join and watch them, actually, because every single transmission, yes, it is channeled for someone, but it is also for everyone to receive these codes. Today, we talked about the connection point between Lemuria and the Andromedan galaxy, and what are the specificities that are part of each of these realms, and also how ancient Lemuria, as well as the Andromedan galaxy, co-create together. Why is it so interesting to know about it? So if you're interested to listen to these different sessions, again, visit my Instagram. You will find them there, and I will be going live more this week and in the next few weeks with more beautiful queens and channel for them, and you'll be receiving so much from that. So welcome, it's lovely to see you here. Thank you very much for sharing your loving support as you attend live. Remember that if you are here live, make the most of it. You can comment and you can ask questions regarding what it is that I share. Okay, so we're still on the subject. Today, we talk about ancient civilizations and the connection point of ancient civilizations and the galactic beings or galactic families, because it's completely interconnected. So when I speak about ancient civilizations, I speak about civilizations that reach a level in the ascension process that allowed a certain group that were part of these civilizations to experience very high frequency timelines on planet Earth. So now the main difference between ancient civilizations and today is that these civilizations ascended, and a lot of them fell in isolation. So there would be Lemuria in one place, Atlantis in another place, and then later on we would have like Shambhala. We also had Avalon, ancient Egypt, and also many traditions that are part of indigenous tribes. And all of them, they basically cultivated a specific skill set or libraries of light. So some of us, we would feel deeply connected to a lot of them. And for other people, we feel deeply connected to one or two. And so I would first love to invite you to observe your interest. So if you are curious about an ancient civilization, chances are that you might have had lives there, or that there is specific libraries of light that you are here to receive from these ancient civilizations. Because it's not because you did not have life in Atlantis, for example, that the libraries of light, that the gift, the codes and the codexes of light from Atlantis are not for you either, and you're basically like, you're not going to touch them, right? No, it is available to everyone. And how do we do that? We do that through the art of channeling. When we learn to refine our channeling abilities and to do it in a safe, harmonious way, it becomes very easy to travel in the infinite quantum through different portals and gateways and connect to these ancient civilizations and to connect to different star systems. I know, because this is my art. I have been doing this for as long as I can remember. And this is also how I train other people to master the art of channeling. So not only can they do it for themselves, but they can do it from themselves to elevate their soul mission, to increase their impact on the planet. And for some people, they are interested in actually facilitating one-on-one sessions as psychic, doing psychic readings, you know, channeling sessions for other people. If it's you, if you would love to do that, if you'd love to be able to facilitate a channeling session for clients so you can help them during the ascension journey, so you can help them connect with the galactic friends, galactic families, with beings of the light, with ancient civilizations, with doing quantum healing, I have the perfect program for you. The Ascension Channel Certification Program is here to train light workers to become extraordinary channel of light, ascension channel of light, so you can facilitate really next level channeling sessions that are going to benefit so much your client. And these sessions can be done for one person, but I also train people to do it for groups. And you will love to know that this program happens as an intensive. And it is an intensive, so it means that we meet a lot over the course of 3 months, and I train you. So I train you into very specific architecture of advanced channeling. And I know a lot of people have asked this, so I know what you might be thinking. Am I advanced enough? Am I good enough to do this? If you're excited, if you're curious, if you are drawn to do this, then it means that you are ready. You don't need any specific skill set to be able to join that program, right? All that you need to do is to be available to come with me for 2 weeks in Bali. Yes, this extraordinary Ascension Channel certification program, because it is a certification program, will include actually a 2 weeks fully inclusive in the beautiful sacred mountains of Bali. The frequency of that place is next level. We're going to have the entire resort just for ourselves. I can tell you that the swimming pool is one of the best I have ever seen in my life. Accommodation, food is great, and you can just feel the frequency of the place. And as you join me in Bali, we're going to go deep every single day to channel. So you will channel for other people, and you will also receive a lot because we channel for each other. And that program starts mid-February, and the retreat will be happening for the first 2 weeks of April. And I'm sharing this with you because I know that many people are actually really interested in channeling for other people and for groups. This is the most empowering art to reclaim, because it is your ability to connect with the wisdom of your soul, with your council of light, with the spirit guides that help you on your mission. We co-create with advanced version of yourself, and it allows you to truly deeply help other people in a frame that is non-limitative. Because maybe like me, you have trained as a Reiki master on in other discipline, and you find yourself quite limited with what it is that you can do. It is because you are here. We are here to actually channel in unique ways with every session, not following like all of the same steps all the time. Because when I was working, as a Reiki master, I quickly started realizing that it was nothing like Reiki that I was doing. I was doing literally quantum surgeries and advanced psychic work with galactics, ascended masters, and all these things were happening that were not in the Reiki book. I can tell you this. And it was truly life-changing. So now what I teach you to do is simply to access advanced channeling abilities, to open up some gateways and portals so you can refine that. So if you are interested, just let me know. Find all information as well on my website, thegoldenagespiritualministry.org, and you will have all the information there. You can also comment or send me an email at info@sandrines.com, and I will be so happy to send you more information, because the price will be going up on the 21st of September. So if you want to make the most of the second release tickets for the Ascension Channel Certification Program, get in before the 21st of October, of 21st of September, because the price will be going up by $1,000. Okay. So for today's session, I want to share with you a little bit more about the connection point between ancient civilization and galactic beings. Because during the evolutionary process of humanity, many galactic beings were coming to the planet. It was completely normal, right? What we believe is happening right now is just a very short snippet in human history, okay? So many galactic beings were present in Lemuria, Atlantis, Shambhala, ancient Egypt, and so many more, like Avalon and so on, indigenous tribes as well. And so galactic beings would come to help humans, to help humans connect with the animal realms and the plant realms so they would survive, so they would evolve. They help humans understand their physicality, their physical blueprint, how to channel energy, how to use energy, how to use their consciousness and psychic abilities. So the galactics, and you know, they are our family and they are our friends, and they've just come so often that they really have helped us to access very advanced levels of consciousness in ancient civilizations. So I know that many of you, for example, feel connected to ancient Egypt. Ancient Egypt, it is very common nowadays to know that a lot of the, you know, ruling class had very elongated heads because they were actually Syrians in their Syrian avatar, or they were hybrids. And so therefore they have this huge head, right? And so the Syrian star nation was deeply connected to ancient Egypt, as well as Atlantis, and also as Lemuria. Lemuria was deeply, deeply imprinted and connected with the Palladian frequency, living in communities, co-creating with one another, co-creating with the land, always around people. All right. So the Palladians and Lemuria were really, really connected, but also the Andromedan. So the Andromeda galaxy is the galaxy that is overseeing the ascension process happening in our galaxy. So the Andromedan galaxy has a multitude of different star races, as we could say, within its own system. And so they specialize in many different things. If you like the movie Avatar, Avatar is channeled from the Andromedan galaxy. There are many, many different planets that are pretty much like the one that we see in the Avatar movie. Isn't that super cool? I know, I love this. So the Andromedans were also deeply connected to Lemuria They helped people understand co-creation with high crystalline waters, with high crystalline lands. And Andromedans came to activate specific plants. So these plants would be very powerful to create an alternate state of consciousness. So therefore, it would be easy for a human to tap into this alternate state of consciousness to co-create with realms beyond this physical realm. So nowadays, this art has nearly been lost. It's not because we do ayahuasca ceremony, mushroom ceremony, that we are actually co-creating this way, because a lot of the time, trust me, it creates fragmented consciousness. And if people don't know how to handle it and haven't done a huge amount of inner work, they just go into complete density realm, and it can actually create a lot of problems. So it attacks proper shaman from one generation to another from indigenous tribes that know how to handle it. And I'm not talking about the current market westernized medicine, okay? So here I'm talking about the sacredness of understanding deep trance states and opening up portals and gateways using specific plant medicine to consciously co-create advanced golden timelines, receiving extremely advanced downloads from our galactic friends and star families, so we can bring that into our lives on planet Earth and reclaim our power, our freedom, our abundance, and our joy. So, for example, this is also how the Andromedans have co-created with humanity. So they came in Lemuria, they came in many ancient indigenous civilizations, and so much more. There is also, for example, a lot of connection with the Lyrans. The Lyrans were also very present. They would come every now and then to help with the activation of very advanced codes around abundance and recalibration of abundance around the planet. So very connected to the Shambhala civilizations. We have also the realms of dragons, and dragons were very, very present. There are many different lineages of dragons. So some dragons are inner earth dragons that belong to this realm. Some dragons are seraphim of the light. Some dragons are part of the dragon warrior lineage. This dragon warrior lineage, I've never heard anyone other than me speak about it, but there has been a lot of reactivation of this consciousness for many light workers who are coming here to create a tidal wave of consciousness shift on the planet. Lots of dragon consciousness, like golden dragon and the moksha dragon. Moksha dragons is extremely high frequency advanced dragon. It's the dragons of liberation. So they come as one consciousness awakening humanity during pivotal points. And I co-create a lot with the moksha dragons, especially in my high-end program, which is for advanced light leaders here to create completely new golden architecture for the new earth and lead a mass movement of peace, love, and harmony on the planet. And so these people co-create with these moksha dragons, the dragons of liberation. And these ones can be seen more in the oriental tradition, with a longer body and shorter wings and massive heads. And they are literally golden and pearlescent white. We have all sorts of dragons. We have dragons that come to transmute, to destroy, to burn, to alchemize, to create new realities. We have gigantic, enormous, scary dragons, and we have tiny, very cute ones. So there's also a lot of dragons that are connected with ancient civilizations. And if you see me on camera here, you will see how everything is around me. I've got my dragon there, got all the galactic beings I co-create there. Well, I co-create with many more, but the main ones here, got Ascended Master Hathor, the little statue here from ancient Egypt, and I've got this beautiful painting over there. That's got an interesting story that one day I'll share about. So we are sharing this with you today in a way that it is going to allow you to reopen your consciousness into connection point between certain timelines that are present in your oversoul network. Because in your oversoul network, which is also your higher self, it is the same, if you want, just use a different name. So the Oversoul Network all the information present there is also present within your crystalline divine genome. And so therefore, the field of information contained within the Oversoul, the field of information contained within your crystalline divine genome includes specific data. And these data, so you would have a field of data from, for example, Shambhala, you would have another field of data from Atlantis, then a field of data from the Andromedan galaxy, maybe the Sirian or the Arcturian, and so on. And so these field of data are all part of your multidimensional blueprint. So when you learn how to channel, you can channel each specific frequency that I feel with such level of precision that it gets reactivated within you. You receive the gift, you receive the memories. And so it is absolutely fascinating, because when I go myself on quantum journeys, I could see myself in ancient Atlantis, for example. And in ancient Atlantis, at times I would have the body of a human, but I also went there in the physical avatar body of an Arcturian. And in the Arcturian body, I can see myself being so tall. I tower people around, you know, the humans around. And I came there with a few Arcturian friends, and we came because we knew that it was that Atlantis was going to fall into darkness, and we wanted to help humanity preserve codes of freedom, because the fall of Atlantis triggered the matrix of density that can be, that we can think about it. Sorry, my words are a little bit weird today. So it's like matrix of enslavement, if you want. There's a lot to say about it. But basically, we knew very well that codes of freedom needed to be preserved in humanity. And so what happened is that we came to co-create with humans to help them, because we needed to go beyond the city, beyond the walls, beyond the known world of Atlantis, to go into the far great north to find the great tribes of ancient world. And the ancient wolves are the ones who hold the keys of the freedom codes of humanity. And so I could see myself in this quantum journey walking for a long time with the humans as an Arcturian beings. And we went there to call the great wolves. And there was this gigantic tribe that came, and we all sat in a circle. And as I guided this, I could just feel this huge ceremony, and each human and each Arcturian will be connected with a specific wolf. And through the heart connection and consciousness connection, we copy-pasted codes of ultimate freedom for them, and they accepted to keep and carry these codes, because the wolves to this day are the animals that hold the highest level of freedom codes. They are the ones that you cannot place in a zoo, or they will die, they will perish. And it's interesting to see that after that, humans have targeted wolves to create miniature ones like the one I have here. I have my little Joey, with a cute little black Atlantean wolf. Hey, Joey, so it's my Atlantean wolf here. But you see what they did to dogs? It's just like, yeah, they look like these cute, fluffy things. And yes, we say the dogs are the human's best companion, but it is interesting, I find, to realize that they were really, you know, there was a lot of genetic modification that was done to wolves to try to remove these freedom codes. And as you can see, like, there is nothing, no codes of freedom in a dog. Like, literally, the dog will follow his master, even if the master tortures the dog, right? It's like this faithfulness that goes beyond any, you know, any freedom, any sovereignty. But when we look at the existing wolves, the ones that have managed to preserve the highest level of their codings, they are extremely free. They can roam, you know, and live this life. So when we caught it, you know, this freedom course within the great wolves, then they were able to hold that for humanity. And so now there's going to be more and more a connection with wolf consciousness, and a lot of us that are part of this this process of reawakening humanity to the truth of its divinity, we are going to be more called to actually co-create with the spirits of animals. Because many Galactics, as well as many ancient civilization people, they would co-create not only with other humans or with crystals or with light beings, but with the grids of Gaia, the animal realms and the plant realms. And this is also why so many of us are here, to reawaken our consciousness and to be able to channel high level of frequency from Gaia, the golden grid of Gaia, the golden realms of Gaia. For example, when I connect to an alternate version of myself who live in the seventh dimension, this alternate version of myself helps me connect with an alternate reality that is already present here, just between thin veils. It's different planes of existence. And so when we do that, and I connect to this advanced version of myself, as I close my eyes and as I drop into the field, literally I can feel that all around me there is no city. It's just woods filled with fairies and filled with advanced civilization co-creating within the woods, within, you know, by the sea. So there is no destruction of the environment. And as I do that, I can feel my whole apartment. So like everything becomes golden, the walls, the floor, the ceiling. I place golden sheets all around. And after that, I can see all sorts of plants and trees and waterfalls inside my home. So it has helped increase the frequency of my home tremendously. It's like a cocoon of light, which is, there's no infiltration of low REM frequency or anything like that, even if I live in the heart of the city on a very noisy street, because this human loves a good city. So having these skills is extremely beneficial. When I walk 10 minutes down that this way, I am in a pivotal portal, because over there, as soon as I walk there for the first time, I was like, oh, this high frequency portal here. And indeed, because that specific location and some trees, they exist in other of these realities, in that reality that I have described. And I'm sharing this with you because when we start tapping into these realms, it is very easy to see the correlation with ancient civilization, with galactics, with alternate realities, and everything is part of this web, this multidimensional web that we are. And you know what? This access that I have, I have trained myself for years to be able to get to this level, and I keep training myself. So I'm really curious to see, you know, who I will be and what I'll be able to do in a year and 10 years time. It's going to be extraordinary because it's so much fun, right? And it's part of my, it's my soul mission to do this, but I also train other people to do that. Because imagine the level of changes that can happen in humanity when humans actually reclaim their sovereignty to tap into this field of consciousness by themselves, because therefore you do not need anyone to tell you, oh, this is true or this is not true. You know the truth within your own heart. You know how to connect with the field of information that is your field of information, with own connections to ancient civilizations and your families of the light who co-create with you. So during, you know, the entire history of humanity, if we are to place it in linearity, galactics have come to planet Earth to co-create with humans, especially in golden timelines that we are reaching new frequency level. So what is happening in humanity at the moment, what we are seeing with the ascension process, is extremely important. And it is also important to realize that it is happening now, that the portals and gateways are reopening. We know very well that astrologically speaking, and with many different things that people explain out there, it's like there is no time like this before. It's unprecedented, okay? And so what will be happening is that the gateways are going to be reopened again, so we can have conscious co-creation with galactic beings, and so we can activate humanity as one golden civilization. So not a pocket here and a pocket there and we forget everyone. No, there will be pools or like a places where the frequency shift at a much higher level much faster, and there will be places where density lingers for much longer. So it will take, yes, it will take quite some time for all the population of the earth to increase its frequency. People will have to make a choice, basically. but it is happening. And this is why it is so exciting, because we are entering a stage in humanity's evolution where we are finally ready to unify our consciousness and experience love, abundance, freedom, and connection for everyone, and not just for a few. So if you are ready to choose love as your guiding force, if you are ready to reclaim your birthrights, to live in a free world, to live as a free being, then work for it. Use your resources for it. Your resources are your time, your energy, and your money. Be very mindful when you place those. If you feel depleted of energy, if you never have time to do what it is that you like, and if you spend your money on things that are not promoting your well-being, review that. I really want to be clear. You are in power. You have control over your resources. You are free. Okay? So you need to dissolve victimhood by reclaiming your power over your resources. I choose to use all my time, all my energy, and all my money, all of it, guys. Not a portion, all my resources, I direct it to my spiritual evolution and my spiritual service. I have zero interest in placing my time, my energy, and my money in anything or anyone that is not aligned to the truth of my divinity and the truth of my service on this planet. So imagine the realities I'm creating for myself and my clients and my students. This is the level of devotion that I show for my service. So I want to invite you to really sober up to how you are using your resources. Of course, do not feel guilty. Do not shame yourself whatsoever, but be very mindful. Bring a lot of discernment into the way you use time, money, and energy. Direct your resources to your spiritual growth. Follow your heart. Invest in that. Because as you do so, you are going to enter pathways of accelerated evolution and feel better in your physical, mental, emotional body. You will meet more like-minded people. You won't feel lonely any longer. You are going to reactivate higher timeline for your evolution. So this is the base, because the galactics and ancient civilizations, they co-create together in terms of timelines present within you, connecting with you, to tell you, you are an old soul. You are also a galactic being. So you are powerful beyond measure. You have a wealth of wisdom present within you. So trust yourself. Continue believing in yourself. Learn to reactivate these memories in ancient civilizations as well in other star systems. Learn to remember who you were, what it is that you were doing, so you can understand who you are as a unique human being now, but also what your mission is. What is very interesting, for example, about me is that every single timeline I go to, and I can see that I have had many different expressions. I might have been like a man or a woman. Sometimes I was good, sometimes I was not good. Sometimes I was rich, I was poor. I was basically in different roles. We all had different roles, but a common thread was that most of all my lives, in all incarnations I have revisited, there was a connection point with ecstasy, with transcendence, with trance state, with prayer, with devotion. I spent over a thousand years as a nun, you know, as a monk, because in the Middle Age, that's where my soul would find the most solace, to be able to be like in trance with God. And so at times I would paint, I would sing, I would be the leading nun of the coven, for example. In other lives, I was in ancient India in the caves as a seer, and I was downloading advanced codexes that later became ancient scriptures. I was in ancient Egypt, I was in ancient Delphi as a Pythia, you know, interested, basically connecting, you know, I'm a channel. That's what I've been doing all my life and all my lifetimes. So when you get to know yourself, it is easier to understand who you are and what you came here to be and to reclaim your gift and to live in a free, joyful way. Okay, so connecting with ancient civilizations as well as galactic beings can tremendously help you find much greater level of joy, happiness, and groundedness in this physical reality. Because the way I work with my students is always through greater levels of embodiment. We're not here to escape reality, on the opposite. We are here to love physicality and reality so much that more of us want to come to life, more of this oversoul network, this higher self that we are, more of our blueprint wants to blossom in this lifetime because we have recalibrated our heart and our consciousness to the ecstasy that it is to truly live on planet Earth now and always. We are here to create new timelines for humanity. So let's do it. And again, I train people to master the art of channeling. I have many different programs. So if you don't feel like channeling one-on-one sessions for others is for you, but you want to learn to channel for yourself to elevate all areas of your life as well as your soul mission. So it means that you go on quantum journeys, you understand how you are, who you are, what it is that you're here to be doing, and it happens in a very profound embodied way. You can have me as your mentor inside the portal. The portal is my 12-month program to elevate your channeling abilities. So you can improve your personal life and you can tremendously increase your connection with your soul mission. And we have many live sessions, events, and we're going to have trans channeling session happening soon during the month of October as well. And this month, we're going to dive deep into connecting with the frequency of abundance and more specifically, the higher REM frequency money. I'm going to share with you codes I have never shared with anyone before. So all of these live sessions will be happening inside the portal. If you want to know more, I would love to invite you to check my website, thegoldenagespiritualministry.org, or send me an email. You can also comment below. You will find it there, and I would be so happy for you to join. You can join at any time. The portal is always open, but please be aware that the price will go up on the 21st of September. The 21st of September, I have prices increase for the portal. It will go up from $5,000 to $7,000 for an entire year of mentoring with me, live sessions, and my entire digital library. And also, the Ascension Channel Certification Program will be increasing by $1,000. I would love to invite you to join one of my programs so you can start tapping more into your power, your soul mission, and reground what you came here to do and who you came here to be. Thank you so much for watching. Remember that you have questions, you can send them to me by emails. You can also sign up to receive notifications when I go live on YouTube. And when you sign up, you will receive the replay of this session directly in your emails, just like that, for free. My service to you. Thank you so much for joining. I will see you next week for another episode of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry Live. We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.